Big story in the world. Ukraine? No, no.
No.
No. No. No. The concern still about gas prices, inflation? No, no. No. Final Four is now set.
No, no. Nobody cares. That's all those teams.
Really? So at the Academy Awards last night, some are actually saying that because of what happened, the viewership might have increased at that point when it started going viral of... I was not paying attention. Do you have any more insight, Pat Johnston, since you might pay a little bit more attention, since you do have a love of movies, well, maybe more than I do?
Well, my wife and I, we usually don't watch like the first half of the Oscars. We watch some shows or something and just relax. And then I tend to turn on just I want to see who's going to win Best Actor and Best Actress and the best movie and all that. And I also like the In Memoriam, too. I always do. I like it when they kind of give tribute to those who passed away. I'm like, all right, cool. I had it on the background while I was doing some reading, and I heard Chris Rock come out, and he always makes me laugh. In fact, I always think that he should be the host of these things. That's just my opinion. I think Chris does a fine job. And he came out, and he made a few jokes, and then he made a joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, and all of a sudden, you know, Will walked up to the stage, and I was thinking, oh, this must be part of, like, a little skit. These guys have known each other for years. And then I just said... Did I just see that? Did I just see Will Smith? At first, I couldn't tell if he punched. Now, it was a slap, but it was pretty hard. And then I realized, no, this isn't a joke. You could tell that Chris Rock was stunned. And then, of course, you could see that Will was yelling at him. Now, they kept the audio. They cut it completely. And that's when you knew something was wrong, was that you could see them talking back and forth, but you couldn't hear it at all.
Wow.
And then, yeah, and then Chris just went on and just introduced the award he was supposed to introduce, and that was it. But from then on, that's all anybody was talking about. Yeah. And then what made it even more surreal was that, of course, he wins Best Actor and has to give a speech about 45 minutes later.
Well, and that's what confused me. I thought it was part of his acceptance of the Best Actor, like you said, when I was first trying to process it, because I wasn't paying attention. I was just hearing bits and pieces of some news items. I'm like...
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Some think it really happened. Others think it may have been a stunt, but because they're both actors. But
no, this wasn't.
It wasn't a stunt, and especially since he was using the expletives that he was using. That's why they cut the sound.
Right. And they think that, to give this a little context, Chris Rock made a joke about Jada's haircut and said something like she's going to be in G.I. Jane 2. That was a Demi Moore movie, and Demi had her haircut really, really, really short. Well, Jada suffers from alopecia, which she's been talking, which she has shared with the public for the last couple of years. Regardless, and that probably was probably in poor taste. Maybe Will should have done something and taken the high road and said something when he won his award and said something like that, rather than going up and assaulting Chris Rock.
Yeah, so. You could have went up and explained what alopecia is and how it affects an individual.
Absolutely.
Although when he accepted his Best Actor award, did he make some kind of apology?
Not to Chris Rock. He did to the Academy.
To the audience.
And to the audience, but not to Chris Rock.
Not to Chris Rock.
Right, not to Chris Rock.
And then I'm hearing these other stories about whether or not Chris Rock's going to be pressing charges.
I guess his people announced he will not be, right, pressing charges for that.
Really?
So, well, an assault is an assault. I mean, that's just, it doesn't matter. But no, he's not.
Wow.
He's not doing that. But, and I think Will Smith's probably it's going to be some fallout from this for a while.
Well, yeah, does it take away from his Best Actor Oscar? Because you're not going to be talking about that. You're going to be talking about what he did.
Right, right, right. And it's a shame, too, because the award that Chris Rock was giving was for Best Documentary Short, and you felt sorry for Questlove, who his movie that won and kind of really overshadowed his achievement and some of the other things that were happening that night. So...
What is this? How strange.
Right. Right. It was. It was very, very strange, yes. And so, yeah, but that's Hollywood. Strange.
Well, you're looking for the flair for drama.
Yeah, right.
What better place than the Academy Awards? In fact, I saw the New York Post. I'll give credit for the best headline.
Oh, what did it say?
Will Smith, Best Slap Actor. Best Slapter Award or something like that. Yes, yes, nice. Yes. Jeez. I mean, I almost... I jokingly want to say that if I'd have known a fight was going to break out, maybe I would have watched. But
right.
Then again, I don't want to take away the seriousness of what the joke was and how it, you know, obviously that's, man, you don't do that.
Right. And that's, yeah, that is, yeah, right. And of course, that oh, man, you should, on social media, because that's what I was doing then. I said, okay, I got to see what everybody's saying.
Oh, I'm sure.
And that is when you are seeing, that's, I'll tell you one thing. This is an issue that I'm seeing conservatives arguing with conservatives, liberals arguing with liberals.
And then
it's like, there's really no clean, yeah, everybody's like, you got people who are blaming Chris, people who are blaming Will. Yeah.
And some people are linking it to Juwan Howard.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes.
Oh. So, Juwan, yes. Yep. Someone gets his name in there. Yeah,
great.
This. Right.
Yep.
Thanks,
right.
Will. I'm sure that's what Juwan's saying.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
Dealt with it myself, and now I got to deal with the aftermath again. Oh, boy.
Right. And it's, and it, I'll tell you what, it is too bad. We did watch over the weekend, we watched the King Richard about Serena and Venus Williams's dad, and Will Smith, I think, did a fine job. And it was, you know, it's too bad that was over.
Well, he was favored to win the
Best Actor award. Yeah, he was favored to win, and he did a fine job.
Win it, so.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, so there you go. That is, like you said, the most important story of the day.
That's what it really, I mean, headlining everything from radio to TV to online.
Yeah.
It just, yeah.
You know what that tells me, though? And I'll be honest with everybody. I think sometimes we just need a little bit something different to talk about.
Well, that's different.
Could be.
Yeah, and it is. Well, it's not inflation. It's not gas prices. It's not Ukraine. We're hearing that a lot. Not saying that's not what we shouldn't be hearing, obviously. But I think maybe just for one day, people, it gives something, you know, for everybody to talk about. There's something different.
Well, it was early on. It probably went wildfire on social media.
Oh,
probably
yeah?
Brought more people into us. Well, what else is going to happen?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's what people are wondering. Yeah. Did that help? And, well, I guess that's news when things that happen that aren't supposed to happen.